Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I've said I don't like this song. There's no like
it had something to it at first, but
it was cool at first, but there's no rhythm like to it. Like, play it again. Do it, play, bring us in with that song again. It's just bizarre. And then it speeds up. The drummer stinks or somebody stinks. Go back. Do it again. Look, six, let's be a seven, metronome.
Eight.
Watch.
Two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two,
way faster. Way faster. Terrible. Terrible. Who is this band?
Copyright free.
Attack them on the internet. Dox them. Dox them right now. Dox them. Okay. Give me the band members' names and addresses.
Okay.
The fans need to know who the fuck can't keep rhythm. Fuck it. Turn it off. I hate it. We need a new song. We need a new song to come into this unlicensed music. Why don't we give it to the fans? Why don't we kick it out to the fans to send it? That's what we should do. We should steal the badass battle of the bands. Now that fucking President Shafir and Vice President Gillis have put the kibosh on the badass battle of the bands for Legion of Skanks, maybe I'll do it on Real Ass Podcast. We got three shows a week. We got a lot of content to
fill.
Can I
be honest with you? That sounds luxurious.
That's, there just
you know back. How long I've dreamed of phoning it in like Jay and Dave get to? Yeah, let's listen to some bands for an hour.
Yeah, dude. I think this is a great idea. Look, welcome to the Real Ass Podcast, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Please join the racist live chat. I'm going to sign in just a second. I'll let Zach take over. I keep on forgetting to sign in before the show. But shit, you know what I want to do as well? We're going to bring the racist live chat up on the screen. That's what I want to do. I want to go to it once in a blue, and you zoom in, and I want to see the racist live chat on the screen, and I want to be able to read some of the comments. That's what I want to do, okay? GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. By the way, that 14-day free trial is about to go down to 7 days. It's going to only be a 7-day free trial for new subscribers soon enough. So if you want to get a free trial and you haven't done it yet, do it now. Or use promo code RAP and get a 31-day free trial. That's going down to at least 14. It's going to at least 14, I promise you. He can't have free reign on the whole network. It's not the way it works. As always, we have an incredible guest in studio, white guest this time. Very excited. We've been going very brown and womanly lately. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Aaron Berg. Clap it up, everyone at home.
What up?
What up, doggy?
What up?
What's going on, baby boy? You guys can catch Aaron Berg on his podcast In Hot Water Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. on Compound Media. Also, patreon.com/gumfridays. Twitter and Instagram at Aaron Berg Comedy. Anything else to plug, my friend?
No. Saw you walking down the street, walked behind you. I started coughing. You didn't even look back.
Nope.
You're used to the cough.
I was listening to my own podcast.
It probably looked like the start of a really shitty flash mob.
Yeah. Just me, you, then me, then behind us was Vern Troyer, who's in a little fucking wheelchair. It's great.
It's just getting smaller, yeah. Smaller versions of us.
They're like Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah.
Good to see you walking the street. Did you see shit when you came into the city? I saw
a bunch of shit on the street. Yeah. I don't know what that was. It was a pile of shit. You mean literally shit?
I saw a half-naked black man, so same thing. But
Jesus
he was like
Christ.
Just fucking
Jesus
no
fucking
shirt
Christ,
on, just
Aaron.
Pulling his pants up.
It we're was... going mainstream. People have been calling me the East Coast Joe Rogan. We gotta stop with the calling black
isn't
people.
We know whose
literal,
episode Spotify is gonna get rid of.
Literal pieces of shit.
Isn't he the East Coast Joe Rogan now that he's in Texas?
Is that East Coast? No. Well, he's a South Coast Joe Rogan. Ooh, I can go be West Coast Joe Rogan now.
Yeah.
Doggy, if I moved,
we all move to LA?
We can move to LA and take over. Me and you can both compete to be the West Coast Joe Rogan.
Yeah, and then we both fight Bert Kreischer at Skankfest West.
Yeah.
And Tom Segura's gone.
Is Segura move out of
LA? No one's left there. There's just like Fluffy, Felipe Esparza.
Felipe Esparza is there.
Only still. The Mexicans.
Yeah, that's it. They had to stay because their family keeps coming to visit on weekends for the border.
Listen to me. We have an incredible show planned, and I want to get into these racists. And I'm kidding, by the way. Aaron, go more racist. I was joking before.
Please. I wasn't being racist. I just said this guy was a piece of shit.
It was a homeless person?
Oh, yeah. It's a... There's traffic back, too. I drove in. Did you have traffic coming in from Jersey?
No, but I did figure out a trick. I figured out a fucking scam that Jew. I really did.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not. Maybe it won't work. But I've noticed a couple things. Some things happen, okay? I noticed this trick a while ago on Uber, and then I have another trick for today. So I've been Ubering into the city, but it costs a lot of money. Sometimes it's 120.
It's stupid.
130 bucks.
I don't know why you do that.
Sometimes it's... Usually when I leave in the morning, it's $45 to $55.
That's still expensive. No,
$48, I'd say, is the lowest I've seen it, okay? What I did today was or what I've noticed in other Ubers is if you're taking a trip, like a longer trip, change the destination in the middle of the trip to...
Like a door or two down.
A door or two down. And what happens is, more often than not, the price will drop significantly, and it'll show you the price. My problem with that was I started doing that a lot, and I did it like four or five times in the course of a month, and then it stopped showing me the price. So I don't know if they have some sort of like tracker to like see or whatever it is, but what I did today was I took an Uber to go get did two stops. I took an Uber to go to Dunkin' Donuts to get a coffee, right? And it was like $8 for my house, whatever it was, the minimum price. And then I added the trip after I got in the Uber to the city. Now, I had already checked the price. It was going to be $55 to get here. I just added the trip with the $8 Dunkin' Donuts trip. The whole thing was $39.
Wow.
$39. So, yeah, Shannon, yes. So what I'm saying is, I don't know. I'm going to experiment with this, and I will give you guys fucking updates because we're constantly, as Jews, we are constantly trying to scam, okay? And we've been running dry on Scam the Jews, and we need to make a fucking commitment to start scamming and sharing and with our fellow people out there, okay? So this is one that I'm going to work on, and we're going to give you guys fucking data on. Maybe I'll do this as an expose, and I'll use a camera, and I'll film everything, and we'll bring it into the show because this is a fucking big deal here. If we can figure out how to fucking get $39 Ubers from Bergen County, New Jersey to the East Village, I mean, baby boy.
Do the drivers get upset? Is he like, I cannot have to go to Ramadan?
No, if he would have been ready for a big problem, it would have been a big fucking problem. I gotta be honest with you, that I do not take well to Uber drivers telling me no.
Oh, dude, I had a driver start yelling and calling his mother, apologizing that he was going to miss dinner because I took an Uber from Jersey to New York.
Yeah.
And he called his mother crying.
Come on. Hilarious.
Saying he was going to miss dinner. And then he started talking to my wife, and I pretended to fall asleep so that she had to talk to him the whole ride. And she's punching me in the leg, and I'm like...
That's so funny.
I think they would get upset.
I had one Dunkin' Donuts,
and he's got to drive into the city.
No, I added the stop, and it was only for $39. It was such a cheap... I mean, it was crazy how cheap this fare was.
So I think the Jersey Uber drivers, and I could be wrong, I think they're not allowed to pick people up in New York. I think they have to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had one person...
licensed to be an Uber driver in Jersey.
I had one person... That's probably true. I had one person.
So you really fucking the day.
Yeah, fuck right, $39. He has to fucking go through.
It's 2 hours.
Guys out $24 on tolls. Yeah, plus gas.
This guy takes an
hour and a half of his time.
Oh, it really takes a beating. Really
he made nothing, dude. He has to give Uber. He doesn't make all that money.
No.
Yeah, Uber. So what is the split?
Uber's cut. Yeah, the guy's making like $3.
What is this?
Seriously? They said it's like.
This is the most evil thing ever.
With the cost of operating a car, they say most Uber drivers are making like 30 cents a minute.
Well, let me ask you a question, Shannon. Not on this
crazy
not low. On this deal.
this
deal is getting way less than that.
3 cents.
Okay, what percentage do Uber drivers take?
I think it's pretty shitty.
Like, what is it? Because I want to know how much of that fare he took, because he had to pay a $16 toll.
Yeah.
You figure...
And then he's got to go back. 25%.
And claims the drivers can earn as much as 35 an hour. Lyft takes 20% of each fare. Oh, Uber takes 25% of each fare. I got it. So okay. They make 75% of 40, essentially, right? So they make $30. He made 30. 16 of it went to the toll. He's down to $14.
Mm-hmm. Then he's got to get back. That toll back.
No, the toll, there's no toll. It's only toll one way.
What do you mean?
You don't pay the toll both ways on the bridge or tunnels. It's only one way.
I don't know. I know. If that's true.
I know.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's Verrazano's same way.
Really?
Yeah.
So if it's the same day or something, or it doesn't matter?
No. There's if you're going out of the city across the George Washington Bridge, there's no toll to go into Jersey. They're like, please, come in.
Come on.
Come on.
I swear to God.
They pay you.
Yeah. Yeah, they give you a blowjob. They stop, they pull you over. Just... The mayor's wife sucks your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for visiting Jersey.
This is going to be 16.
Chris Christie.
Maybe.
No, 14. Yeah. 14, it's down to 14. And then gas, how much you figure? We'll say $5 in gas.
Yes. Yeah. $9 he's got. There's
$9 for 2 hours.
Mom's got to start an OnlyFans.
This is fucking sweatshop worker driving you into the
$9. And this guy was so friendly about it. Now, if they're making a $60 or $70 thing, that's worth it. They end up probably, making $40. They're like, they get to relax, put on some music.
Yeah.
But this guy made absolutely nothing, couldn't pick up any fares. Yeah. It was $8 to go a 2-minute drive to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, this guy thought he was fucking ahead of the game.
Yeah, dude, he's like, who takes Ubers in Bergen County, Georgia, except just the fucking poor people that don't have cars.
Old people.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of them.
Around the town, but nobody's taking them to the city.
No.
I had one guy decline me. And I didn't get into an argument with him because I was annoyed, but I didn't fucking flip out. I was like, can't do that. And he was like, I just did. I mean.
Yeah. I've had guys tell me they can't drive in the city, that they're afraid to drive in the city. I had a lady cry. Another lady cried. She said she couldn't drive in the city. We were in Elizabeth. We were in nowhere, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And she took me into Brooklyn and she literally was having a panic attack.
That's hilarious.
I had another female Uber driver in the middle of a four-way intersection just stop and start crying while there's cars trying to hit us from every direction. And she goes, please don't tell anyone what a bad driver I am.
She's on her period driving an
so
Uber.
Funny.
Dude, I had another time at an Uber at the end of the ride. The driver went, are you Luis J. Gomez? I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm a huge fan of Believe Me Podcast. And I was like, this is a 50-50 shot. I would have fucking threatened this guy's life if he had made a wrong turn.
Yeah.
Like, if this guy was a fan of the show, I would have treated him like such a piece of shit. If he just made one wrong turn. I don't mind paying attention. I'm on my phone the whole time. But if I hear, there's a sound that Waze makes. The recalculating sound.
I've watched a driver make three wrong turns and literally dicking around on his phone, and I hear the boop, boop, and I go, uh-oh, and he doesn't hear it. It's like, it's so tense.
Oh, dude, that sound, I go, whoa, and I don't know what he did,
that guy
where
that
he
dropped
did.
Us off at the wrong hotel.
I've learned also to look, because sometimes that recalculating cuts off time. So then I can't even, I learned not to yell right at the sound. That sound makes me like a dog, like my ears go up.
It's Pavlovian.
Yeah, and then I look and I go, if that thing recalculates and it's the same time, I go, and I'm very tense and angry in that moment, but I'll calm myself down. I go, cool. If it cuts off time, I'm like, this fucking guy's good.
Lucky son of
fucking
a bitch.
Son of a bitch. He gets it. He's a good. If it adds literally 1 minute, the guy will get a speech. Now, I'm not flipping out on him. I'm not yelling at him. But if it adds 1 minute, I'm like, buddy, buddy, buddy.
Yeah.
And I say it three times because he's got to know. I mean what I'm fucking talking about.
Three times.
Three fucking times. Buddy, buddy, buddy.
Let me ask you this.
Follow the GPS.
You're spending now a minimum of $200 to $400 a week on Ubers, right?
I was already spending that on Ubers.
Why?
Because I was Ubering everywhere. I was spending an insane amount of money on Ubers just in New York City. I Uber everywhere.
So and at when I'm this in the point, city, you go, it's time to get a car because you could afford a nice car.
I gotta get
with
a car.
What you're spending?
I know, and I'm gonna get a dope ass car.
Get it? What are you gonna get?
I'm gonna get an Audi or Lexus.
I got a Mercedes.
You're gay though.
Yeah, but it's good.
Yeah, you're fucking 5 foot.
What
three.
Type of Audi? A small one? Or a SUV.
Here's my problem. I started researching Audis, and now I know what the fucking numbers mean. And now I'm like, oh, I don't want to get. I almost feel like getting a shitty Audi is worse than getting like a nice Nissan.
Yeah. Get a nice Audi. Get a brand new.
Yeah. It's got to be brand new.
Get brand new.
I can't let some other fucking dude's ass be in my buckets, bro.
No. I got to use Mercedes, and I've already. You got to maintain it. Nice cars, you got to maintain. So get a brand new Audi. Everything's covered for 3 years.
Yeah.
That's it. And you could lease it for $400 a month.
I'm going to lease it.
You could lease it.
That's what I'm going to do.
$400
and they want to get people in cars right now. People aren't buying shit.
They want people in cars.
Regardless, either way, okay, this scam is fucking solid. We are going to continue on this scam, and I'm going to follow along. But the way you do it is get the car for a local place. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get it for like 7-Eleven, get my coffee, and then I'm going to change it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to add,
right,
and I'm going to see if it's
right
cheaper.
Right when he gets there.
Because I think it's cheaper to, because for whatever reason, it combines the trips and it's just a stop. And I think the stop rate per mile is probably, like if you're adding a stop, you're getting a break on the per mile rate. That's just my assumption. I have no idea. There's no rhyme or reason to this. But if this works, I'm giving you guys a fucking pretty badass Scam That Jew right now. Where the fuck is our Scam That Jew? Shannon, what's the email address for Scam That Jew? When's the last time you even fucking checked it?
Earlier this week I checked it. Oh, wait.
I know the head of New Jersey Audi.
The wrong job.
No, I'm mad. I'm mad.
I checked it earlier this week. There aren't any
blame shadow.
There aren't any. There's like maybe three in total over the past 3 or 4 months.
Read them. Pull them. Yeah, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, Scam That Jew.
Oh crap! Sorry, I wasn't ready for it.
Okay, $379 a month, brand new Audi.
All right, I'm in, Aaron.
I know the guy.
All right, give me the guy's fucking info. I'm getting an Audi. Is it in Jersey?
Yeah, Paramus.
What? Paramus? That's right near me.
Yeah.
I love Paramus.
Yeah, it's great.
You know it's not pronounced Paramus, right?
Paramus.
There you go. Yeah. Were you being funny or you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Paramus. Yeah. Paramus sounds like a fucking, like a
you should be able to pronounce
superhero.
The names of every town Gino plays.
There's a great fire hall there in Paramus.
Point Pleasant. Watching. Read the scams.
Okay.
They're going to stink. They're going to be like the Xbox controller thing.
It's okay. We haven't had some in a while, and I want to give away a fucking exclusive Scam That Jew shirt. By the way, somebody who won a Scam That Jew shirt.
On eBay, right?
And only one of, like, there's only been like 4 or 5 that have ever been sent out. Like, 10 people have won them, but a few people just never even got them because Shannon doesn't give a fuck
That's
about the
true.
Fan base. That's
not
a
true.
Fact.
Nope.
That's a fucking fact.
Not true.
If it was this, the thing is, t-shirts. Yeah. They'd be fucking in the fans' hands.
Yeah, one time we gave her a Scam That Jew shirt to mail to a very great fan. She just wiped her ass with it and threw it on the ground.
Yeah.
That's
like, fuck those fans.
Yeah, she said, I don't care about the fan base at all. They're all a bunch of fucking simp apes.
That's not true.
Yeah, you said that.
Bunch of turfs.
So what is the scam?
Okay, first one is from Alan. The other day, I inadvertently pulled off a simple scam. I bought a commercial-sized bottle of an outdoor cleaning solution at Lowe's, but ended up returning the cleaner because it did not work as well as I expected. However, it worked well enough that when I went back into Lowe's a few days later and saw that bottle, it was marked down 75%. I bought it. I originally had only used maybe a fourth of the cleaner. I don't understand.
He used it. He took it back. Then they go, this is 75%.
So at Lowe's, they sell... that's interesting. This kind of is this is not a terrible scam. Okay, this is not a bad scam.
Yeah, just to take a few pumps out of the thing, return it,
and then come back the next day or a few hours later, send in your wife and purchase it off of the already open shelf. Which is that a Lowe's policy at every Lowe's?
He's looking at me.
Yeah.
Also, at the end of the email, he says that Shafir Gillis 2020.
Burn him. Now he doesn't. Now, even if he's the winner of today, he's not getting the shirt. How about that?
Oh, yeah. How'd that thing go with the president
Fuck
thing?
Fuck you, dude.
What?
Fuck you, dude. I'm not talking about it anymore.
Joe Rogan endorsed
Joe Rogan did endorse me. That was the one. The upside of this is that me and Rogan have strengthened our relationship.
Good.
I will also say, if you guys did not see Joe Rogan's pop-ups, did you see them, Shannon?
I did. That was great.
Yeah. He should have been like, hey, you know, Gas Digital, I know Louis J. Gomez, you literally invented them, and they didn't exist before you fucking thought.
Oh, our exact pop-ups, did they just say Joe Rogan?
Yeah, the ones that say Joe Rogan versus Gas. Yes. The exact pop-ups that we, you know, Ralph went to L.A. and walked them through how to install. You know, not a big deal. Not a big deal. Who'd they thank in that post? Because they thanked someone else in the post. Rogan's on thin ice with me. When I become West Coast Joe Rogan, it's going to be very confusing for a lot of people. I feel like we can capture at least a few hundred thousand people that are just convinced that I'm the real Joe Rogan.
Jose Rogan.
Dude, a lot of his fan base are fucking stupid as shit. Yeah. So we can just move to the West Coast and be like, no, it's West Coast Joe Rogan. They're like, really?
I don't see why we don't. Everybody left. There's going to be spots at the Comedy Store. Who's there now? Annie Letterman and Metzger?
Yeah.
Is that it?
And they have the same body.
Yeah. So...
I'm kidding. Annie's hot. But I realize that Annie and Kurt do look like just like...
brother and sister?
No, I wouldn't say brother and sister. They look like Bizarro World versions of each other.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at Annie and Kurt, like, I think that they actually kind of look like each other, right?
Why did everybody really leave L.A.? Was there something going on?
Because they heard you were coming, bro.
No.
They want to clear the way.
Why? Why do you think? Why did Joey Diaz leave? Why did
I think everyone, the same reason everyone's leaving New York right now, because people are losing their mind.
We're still here.
Well, I fucking...
You're still New York-centric.
I know, but I moved to the burbs. But this...
I think there's no shows whatsoever in L.A., right?
I wanted to do this for a while. There's no shows. Here's the other thing, right? People have never... been this sort of stationary in their lives, like especially in a city like a hustle and bustle city like New York or LA. So people are really, you know, I think we're holding it together pretty well, but I think a lot of people are losing their fucking minds. I think a lot of people are just, you know, making decisions based off the fact that they've never had to deal with these emotions before. They've never had to deal with the sort of isolation before, not being able to do what you want to do. I mean, Ellen got in trouble for saying this, right? She said it's like being like in prison.
Yeah.
But there's a mentality there. She wasn't wrong about that.
So she is being forced to eat pussy.
But she wasn't wrong about... sorry, I'm trying to get the live show up. She wasn't wrong about that. The mentality of not being able to go where you want to go, right? Where you have to put on a mask, where you have to, you know, you can't go see a movie when you want to go see a movie, especially really rich people or affluent people. That, you know, they have I'm not even saying it's a wrong sense of entitlement because we're all trying to become rich. I want that fucking entitlement, bitch. I want to have a steak when I want it. I want to, you know, and I think that the American dream of going for that fucking, you know, type of greatness, I think it's why we have a lot of great things in the world. But regardless, I'm definitely high as shit and on an ADD fucking rant. Regardless,
I think also for some people that moved, they might have gone to a state which with much better taxes for the rich.
Which is what Rogan did, probably.
I mean, I would say if you signed a $100 million contract, right, you would pick a state that didn't have a millionaire tax.
Right.
Yeah.
Like L.A. does, I believe.
Well, that's obviously that's takes, you know, that they take that into consideration when they choose where to move. But leaving in general, I think there that, you know, a place like Texas, way more free. Even Jersey, just way more free. I don't feel the same restrictions as New York City. It felt like a weight was lifted off of my chest. When you are incarcerated, and I have only been in jail for a day or two at the most, the few times that I've been arrested.
One night.
I've actually been arrested probably at least 10 times for smoking weed. It's always the same shit.
I remember,
right?
One night when it happened to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
At Eastville?
At Eastville.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know. I was like, should we go bail him out or something? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah. Yeah. It sucked. Beatrice was pregnant. Yeah. Beatrice was fucking pregnant.
That sucked. You
feel I got caught weed. Smoking weed outside of Eastville while she's inside. It was awful.
She's inside serving fake alcohol to people.
And I lied. I was lying to Beatrice saying that I wasn't going to smoke weed. So I was like, oh, give me a quick hit off that. And then this fucking Chinese fucking cop.
Yeah.
Fucking
that's not
came
fair.
Over.
That shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah.
You're under Chinese the list.
Yeah, Chinese cops, I agree.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's
it's crazy,
fair.
Dude.
He had Chinese or Indian. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
He had a hilarious black partner.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was fucking...
Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
I'm a Prain Crows officer. Prain Crows.
What the fuck is this guy saying?
He throws his badge like a ninja star.
Oh, get him. Never a touch of my lady,
dude, I'm telling you. And then, yeah.
Certain people just don't look right in the cop out. Like a Chinese cop's like, get the fuck out of here.
Come on, dude. So
I'm just gonna bop him on the head.
So
the freedom you feel.
You're a fucking, you're taken in. They put you in cuffs and you just, you know, once you've been arrested a few times, it's not that big of a deal because you know what happens. You're like, all right, I'll be out in a fucking few hours, whatever. But just not being able to do what you want to do, even if it's just a few hours, it's very quickly. It happens very quickly. It's instantly. And I've have you been arrested before? You.
No, I haven't. Can I ask one thing?
Yeah.
Were you hosting?
Yeah. Marco wasn't happy.
Yeah. That was my only question, because that would be the only way it was.
Yeah, Marco wasn't happy. It wasn't good. I think Aaron had to like take over for the rest of the night. He had already done a spot.
Yeah.
It was a fucking problem.
Did Beatrice, you tell the crowd that Lewis got arrested?
I go, there's a little issue. And then, Lewis was arrested for smoking marijuana, but I'll be running the rest of the show.
Oh, it was so bad, dude. Oh, so fucking bad.
That's for the garage only.
That's the garage drop. What the fuck was that?
That was me. I'm sorry.
Why would you do that?
Talking about marijuana.
I was talking, but no, it's only for the garage.
Should I do the other one?
The garage.
The garage.
That song came on organically this morning in the garage, and I took a video.
Nice.
I remember another guy at CB's you were hosting. I think you got arrested.
Yeah. I've been arrested for smoking weed. But it's
just funny that it's while hosting.
Yeah, because I'm hosting comedy shows, smoking weed outside a lot. You know, what are you going to do? It's a different time.
It was a different time.
People used to get arrested for smoking weed all the time. They would just do sweeps. Yep. So this is every time. But you very, very quickly fall into this fucking, whatever it is, this mentality of like, fuck, dude. It feel like every minute feels longer. You're just like, you feel like a piece of shit. You're in line. You like, there's this hierarchy. They feel better than you. Like the cops are fucking. And I think whatever that same thing is sort of how people are feeling right now. And when you're in a city where you're used to being able to do what you want to do and get everything you want to get, and then you can't move and you're restricted and the government is telling you can't do it and they're fucking taxing you out the ass and you're like, you're like, I need to get the fuck out of here. And the first second you can, you get the fuck out. And I think that's what's going on, is they feel like prisoners, and anyone who has the means to get the fuck out just says, fuck it. Why do I want to feel it? Why am I going to feel like a prisoner? And it happens very quickly. And I think that's what we saw after just a few months of this. People fucking they're gone.
I get like the notion of wanting to leave, but also when this first happened, I talked to you, you're like, well, I still need to forge ahead. I still need to do well for my family. I still need to do well for myself. I think people like us have a balance where we don't look at it like trap. Like, I was like, okay, this is right before this happened. I was like, fuck, I wish I had more time to spend with my daughter and to hang out. And then all of a sudden, thanks to chink flu, I'm allowed to do that, right? Yeah. So it's like, it's a beautiful thing in some ways because we have balance and we're not just like, my whole life depends on spots, because it doesn't. But I get that thing where you get out of New York City, you feel like you're in America.
But it's not just spots. It's the freedom to move about. I mean,
adapt. You figure out how to fucking adapt. Like, I'm like, okay, I can't go out to Smith and Walensky. I'll go to a good butcher shop and get a steak and fucking grill it at home. Like,
course,
you adapt.
Of course, but, you know, it's... and I agree with you. And I think that, you know, New Yorkers definitely have a resilience, and people are, and I think, once again, I've been saying this for a while. I think after the election, all of a sudden they're not going to be talking about it anymore. It's just the death rate will have completely slowed down. Everyone that's going to die would have died of this disease already. They're going to have a vaccine, or they're going to have some sort of really great treatment that is just keeping people from dying. So I think it's going to completely disappear. This is just going to continue to be used until the election in this country anyway. I don't know what's going on in other countries, so maybe I'm crazy, but I don't feel like other countries are having the same type of problems that we're having. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's other countries that are fucking, you know, coronavirus is the number one thing that's going on, but... Looking at it, I have no idea. I mean, if there's other people in the chat, in the racist live chat, if you're in another country, is it still bad out there? Is it still, you know, major part of the news? Is it something that everyone's talking about every single day?
I think it is. I think it's still a worldwide phenomenon, but I think when shit comes out, like the CDC said only 9,000 people actually died of coronavirus, then there's like two sides. People are like, see, it's bullshit. Then the other are like, well, they also had pneumonia, and that's part of COVID. It's fucking, it's a
bullshit. So wait, what do you mean the CDC said they only 9,000 people?
Only 9,000 people out of the 170,000 actually died of quote-unquote COVID.
Only.
COVID only. Other people had like pneumonia associated with COVID, but then there's
still, but that's like saying AIDS doesn't kill people.
Right. Cool.
Gay sex kills people.
But AIDS doesn't kill people anymore.
No, but I mean, when people die of AIDS, there was always, he died of pneumonia surrounded by family and loved ones.
Yeah, it was AIDS. AIDS, pneumonia. So do you think the numbers are really 170,000?
No, I don't believe anything we hear. I don't believe, and I'm
I believe nothing we hear, but I bet it's more than we imagine.
It's more than 9,000, but it's not 170,000.
I have no the fuck idea what's going on. And to be honest with you, I just, we'll see. If I'm wrong.
Why aren't we scared now? Why
aren't
we?
If this is a thing after the election, you know, then I guess you guys have proven me wrong. But I think as soon as this election happens, this is going to probably, a few weeks later, is going to suddenly disappear. People aren't going to be talking about this at all. I think the people are still struggling to talk about it. Because the problem is, as soon as everyone started wanting that freedom and fucking, you know, this is what's going on, is like, everyone's going like, well, we're moving on. Nobody is wearing masks. If you leave the cities, like, nobody's wearing masks as they walk around. Like, when they go into stores, because it's like company policy, and that's like corporate. Like, that comes from the fucking very, very top, and all the mom and pop shops are closed. So,
and those places are probably doing it so they don't get sued if something.
Of course. Yeah. Everyone's just fucking playing it super safe.
Nobody wants to be the store associated with like a massive outbreak or something.
Yeah.
You feel freer other places. Like in Jersey, in the Poconos, Long Island.
Dude, I did a show in Nowhere, Pennsylvania. I went to a diner and sat down and had an omelet and a beer. And I was like, I'm going to vote for Trump.
You feel that. Like everywhere. And everyone who's nice that my family knows are all Trump voters now. I don't know how it happened, but it's like all of our friends are just like, they don't talk about it, but you're like, oh, these people are
Trump people. I know few people that... You'd be surprised. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm voting for Trump. And you're like, what? Yeah. Really? They're like, yeah, 100%. Gonna vote for Trump.
Gaffigan.
Yeah, right? Fucking Gaffigan, man.
Gaffigan was, was weighing on him for months.
I know, and I like Gaffigan a lot.
But I like him a lot, too.
I fear that. And you saw when Louis went super woke, the fucking, dude, I'm telling you right now, people start coming after you. I do not like the fact that fucking, you know, in my opinion, look, maybe... And I really, I have so much respect for Jim Gaffigan. Jim Gaffigan did Skankfest a few years ago. He didn't have to. So we still hit him up to do it. Like, he will do it again one day.
Yeah.
So I will never, ever shit on Jim Gaffigan. And I don't give a fuck about people's political opinion. So, you know, it's almost the same thing with Patton Oswalt, where it's like, you know, I think Patton's cool because the fact that he's willing to do a Legion of Skanks bit with us and fucking, like, I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought it was pretty funny. And the fact that he's on Twitter being an anti-Trump guy, it means literally nothing. The same way it means nothing to me that Anthony Cumia is on Twitter being a pro-Trump fucking, you know, it means nothing. I don't care. I truly don't give a fuck. So I would be friends with both of these people. It means nothing to me. But what was I just talking about?
Gaffigan.
Gaffigan. Right. So Gaffigan, he goes on this whole major anti-Trump rant for, I mean, it was like a whole night, right?
Oh,
like
hours.
And he really just fucking very impassioned and calling people, you know, I guess he was saying, if you're voting for Trump, you're an idiot and blah, 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 blah. But it was just sort of uncharacteristic. And
very off-brand.
Look, I mean... There's a ballsy thing about it where you go, God damn, dude, all right, if you're that impassioned, you know, good for you. But the other side of it is like you sort of stoking up people's emotions. Like nobody was getting emotional about Hot Pockets.
Right.
There's no emotion there. You're just getting these fans who essentially through Gaffigan are trying to escape the politics. Somebody like Gaffigan is so not political that it's like, you know, and it's so like, and it's so fun. He's so funny. He was the first person that I ever saw murder. I'm talking about murder. New York Comedy Club, 2001 level. Yeah. I mean, walk in and just fucking, I've never seen like punch a fucking hole in the wall murder, dude. And Gaffigan, you know, with the love him or hate him, dude, he was a fucking killer. And he's always been super respectful to me. And you know, we follow each other on Instagram. He likes my posts, sends me messages sometimes. Really cool guy. And once again, obviously puts his politics aside to do something like Skankfest and to associate with us and, you know, to like my posts and to, you know, congratulate me on things publicly. You know, I think it shows that he, you know, he's just a dude. He doesn't really give a fuck. But his fan base... I feel like he probably has a lot of Trump supporters that are his fan base, and he probably has a lot of liberals that are in his fan base as well. And none of them are coming to Jim Gaffigan because of his political opinions.
Right.
And I just feel like it's unfair to, I mean, you know, these people support you for years and years and years, and they love what you do, and they buy every special, and they buy every album, and then it's sort of like it becomes this thing where you do this shift, and you know, I don't think if I was Jim Gaffigan's people, I would have been like, yeah, dude, just leave it alone. It's like you vote for who you vote for, you know, but to go on this sort of tirade against the voters specifically, which is a large sect of his fan base, I just feel like it was just definitely bad for business, without a doubt, but also sort of unfair to these people who are like, hey, dude, who fucking cares? Like, I want to just laugh. Like, I come to you to like to get laughs, and I love what you do. And now they feel like, fuck, well, now I can't support this guy because he's calling me a fucking dolt.
Right.
And if Gaffigan is saying, well, fuck those people, then that's fine as well. But I just look at it from a different perspective. Like, I have a fan base who I don't think are very political, and I wouldn't fucking, you know, based off of who they're voting for, I wouldn't, just like people shouldn't pick the comedians they watch based off of who they're voting for, I wouldn't pick and choose my audience based off of who they're voting for either.
But, like, I just feel like I hate when people are like, stick to comedy. It's like, he's a man. He's allowed to have opinions.
I agree.
And then, like, what you just said it too. If you don't like a comedian because they have a different political agenda than you do, you're kind of a fucking herb.
Yeah.
Like, you should be able to recognize great art for what it is.
Agreed.
And not based on if they agree with you.
But the thing with
things
him,
that challenge you should be what interests you sometimes.
Right. Yeah, and also if we're the guys that are like, hey, you can say whatever the fuck you want, then we can't have our fan base jumping down his throat.
Well, that's
like,
stupid.
Why would you say it? Why would you? Because he's allowed to say whatever the fuck he wants. Yeah. Just because you don't agree with it doesn't mean it's wrong.
Right, who gives a shit? It means absolutely nothing. Now, you know, but I'm just saying the fans that he's, and what is the actual quote that he said? Because he's just, the way he sort of did it was like very much sort of an attack on the people who are voting for Trump.
Right.
And Ralphie did it before he died. Ralphie went hard on Trump, I believe.
Really?
And somebody was like, you know you're going to lose about 2 million fans for saying this?
Yeah.
And he went, damn right, fuck them.
Yeah. Like, I mean, look, real ass. I got no, you know, I'll give Jim Gaffigan, because of the fucking amount of fans that he probably lost over that, I'll give him real ass dude of the week. Fuck it.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Yeah, pretty real ass dude. You know, Gaffigan, you know, it's just, like I said, I just don't, I wouldn't have.
Do you think it's just because his wife was yelling at him and he got so fed up?
He's like,
fucking Trump.
Eight kids running around.
If I went on a rampage like that, my wife would be like, come on, blowjob time.
Yeah.
Do you think Gaffigan's rich enough, he can afford to lose the fans.
He's got fuck you money.
And he's also at that point where it's like, this shit more important than money to some people. If he really sees what he deems to be injustice and problems in the world, he's got enough of a celebrity status, he could say something. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to change hearts and minds, but good for him.
Maybe though, maybe some of his fan base was like, and honestly, he is famous enough and he does have a large enough of an audience that maybe, you know, look, dude, there's probably having some crazy Illuminati behind the scenes meetings with people that are fucking like super fucking rich and wealthy. And they're like, well, we have to get the powerful people to start talking this way. And, you know, look, you know, it's not, I'm not hating on it at all. I just feel like it's, you start to stoke people's emotions up. Just wouldn't have been the move if I was Jim Gaffigan.
I mean, there's something so special with that first lady. This is literally was named Karen. And she was like, you lost a fan for life. And he just writes back, fuck you, Karen.
Yeah.
That's funny. It was really funny.
As it got later in the night, he's like, I'm going to find you and come rape you, you fucking sluts. Like,
we saw that.
Yeah, he got hardcore. Shut up. I'll fucking butt plug you with my tongue, you pig.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? He just starts going hardcore. His wife jumped in and she's like, watch the cursing, Jim. And he's like, no. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a real tweet. She goes, you don't have to curse.
She goes, the language isn't necessary. Sorry, and he goes, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, babe.
Yeah. Sorry. Wow. Babe. Yeah. He was going off.
She really is controlling him, huh? What if it's just her on two different phones?
Yeah. She has Jim's phone. Just burns his career.
He's strung up like the Matrix.
Now he's in bed like misery. She broke his fucking feet, so he can't run away.
She starts going even more. Obama was Kenyan. Just like, fuck. It's a good thing. Oh, the big comedians are making the move. Seinfeld, He came in hard.
I'm looking at hold on, the live chat. What's that? What happened with Calta now? I heard he was talking shit.
Who's this Calta guy, by the way?
He's a fucking faggot.
I'm supposed to do this show tomorrow. Is it Bobby's show?
Yeah, deliver my message.
What do you want me to say?
Tell Calta I said he's a faggot.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell him nothing personal.
All right. Oh, okay. I did Luis J. Gomez's show yesterday. He said you're a faggot. Is there any truth to these allegations?
Try to pull this up real quick. If you guys can find this, somebody, I think it may be on the Legion Gang subreddit.
Why is he a faggot?
Or somebody tweeted it at me. I didn't see the video, but apparently he was trying to get Joe List to shit on me, and then Joe got my back. You're going to get my friends to shit on me.
He's going to get me to.
I'll probably get Aaron to shit on you. Yeah. Aaron's a fucking...
I'm a turncoat.
He really is a fucking spineless piece of shit. Oh, shit. We only did one scam.
It was a pretty good scam.
Dude, I'm fucking... I am so...
I thought you guys were over-scammed this Jew.
No, we... That was good. That was a decent scam, by the way. Shannon, go back to the other scam.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say, nigga?
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
Who are you talking to?
Marijuana affects the memory.
Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah, give me another scam. Let's go.
Okay, this is from Jeremy. A scam that Jew I did last weekend. I was on my drive back from surfing and shit myself. I still had an hour and a half drive, so I stopped in a Motel 5, got a room, and finished shitting, then showered. Then I came back down to the lobby and berated the lady at the front desk for offering a room that wasn't cleaned and told her I wanted my money back. It worked quite well.
I mean, look,
and somebody shit in my pants.
Well, we've done that scam on the show before. All you got to do is take a little bit of shit. You gotta take a little bit of shit and
you
put
said
it on.
Somebody shit in my pants. I remember that old one where you do the swastika on the wall with shit, the shit.
Shit swastikas on the wall. If you just put shit anywhere in the room, your pillow, just put
it on the phone.
Literally, do this, dude. Put your finger in your ass and just smudge it on the pillow. Just. Right there. And then call and be like, there's human shit on my pillow.
Yeah.
There's shit all over my pillow. I need to fucking leave this establishment. I'm going to freak out. I'm gonna write a bad review on Yelp.
Yeah.
But you can do that. You could check in for fucking, you know.
2 hours?
No, I think you got about 45 minutes.
45 minutes before you can complain about shit.
You didn't notice it yet.
I'm just screaming in the lobby. I'm telling everyone. See, the way that I would do it is I would convince myself that the shit was real. Like, in my mind, the hotel management wouldn't know the shit wasn't real, right? So that would make me angry enough to, it would become real anger, real outrage, like it was actual shit.
Yeah.
If they didn't act accordingly. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I'll be the
hotel person. Okay, ready? Go.
Well, no, I don't want to.
Hello, front desk.
Hello. Hi. Yeah. I think there is some feces on my pillow.
Sir, that's impossible. There would be no human feces on your pillow.
First of all, I didn't say human feces. I have no idea what type of fucking feces this is. There's shit on my pillow. Did you hear that, sir? Did you hear that? Do you have any idea? This is disgusting. Listen, I'm coming down to the lobby right now. I need the manager to be there when I get there.
Certainly, sir. We'll see you when you get here.
Thank you. Click.
Hi, sir.
Where's the fucking manager? I said I could hear you are not the manager. You are way too weak looking to be a manager.
I apologize. Here is our manager, Henry.
Hello.
He's a gay Indian guy, but an expat like your parents. You're white because you're paying. Your parents moved to India and had a baby. And now
you're British. And now
you have an Indian accent, gay.
Henry, Mr. Gomes. Mr. Gomes here says that there was feces on his pillow and he called down. He's very upset.
Oh, I'm very, very sorry to hear this. May we offer you a different room?
No, I'm not saying in a room where there's shit on the pillows.
Good point. Goodbye, Spick.
Well, that was easy.
Not come again.
Thanks for coming, Mr. Gomes.
Yeah, they're not going to argue with you about the shit on the pillow, okay? That's a fact.
All right.
So, Shannon, you can also do that at any restaurant with your plate. Put your finger in, just wipe it right on. Eat half the meal.
Like a reduction?
Yeah.
Do you worry about the fallout? Do you worry that they then go
into the
kitchen?
No, that's what you use.
They go in and go, hey, Tony, why'd you rub shit on this guy's plate? You're fucking fired.
Oh, yeah, or like, hey, Guadalupe, you're supposed to change his fucking pillow.
Yeah, and then she gets fired. Her family doesn't eat that night. Do you worry about that?
No, just like I don't worry about the Uber driver that made $4 this morning for 3 hours of his life.
I moved to America, lived dream. Today make $4. Oh, and man leave half Dunkin' Donut coffee in backseat.
Ah, shit. We have to have another scam. That was terrible.
All right, here's one more. This is from Kieran. Dear Dylan, give this email to Shannon to deal with. No one trusts you. Dear Shannon, love all the shows at Gas. Thanks for all the great podcasting. Beautiful voice and a stellar rack. You're the best, Shannon. The scam is something...
Boom shakalaka!
The scam is something I found on YouTube. It isn't necessarily a scam that Lewis's listeners can recreate, but it's great. Jim Browning...
You need a bank account.
Jim Browning on YouTube follows online scammers to try and reveal their networks, how they operate, and ultimately to take them down.
I saw this. This guy sent me the message as well. It's fine. It's not really... It's a, no, fuck him. Okay. Fuck him. Block him. Block his emails from now on. I mean that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll take another coffee. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for doing Dylan's job. A little bit of cream. No sugar, bro. No sugar.
Do you want another one?
Oh, there's another one. We have four.
One more, yeah.
Thanks, Shannon.
This is from July. From Derek. Here's a sweet little scam on the biggest Jew there is, the post office. On the USPS website, you can order as many priority flat rate boxes as you want, and they're totally free. These boxes come in a variety of different sizes, so you order a bunch of boxes, and with a cheap roll of packing tape, you can build all kinds of furniture for your house. End tables, nightstands, dog houses. Here's a picture of a computer desk that I built. It lasted for 2 years.
Let me see this.
Hold on, I'm downloading it.
I don't hate this. Like, look, it sounds bad at first, but I just spent thousands of dollars furnishing a house. This is a way better way to do it.
You know what?
This guy rules.
It's not bad.
This guy fucking rules.
Look at the map of buildings he's going to blow up right next to
him. His furniture is made out of...
Post office boxes.
Free U.S. post office boxes.
Oh, he says we can say his full name on the podcast. So it's Derek Schoonover.
Derek Schoonover. I feel like I've spoken to Derek Schoonover.
He also says he thinks this is technically a federal crime.
Nice. I love it, dude. I gotta be honest with you, Derek Schoonover, you just won a Scam That Jew t-shirt.
Scam That Jew.
Scam That Jew t-shirt for Derek Schoonover. I'm all 80'd up today, Shannon.
Don't forget to pick a
I'm gonna pick a thing, and then also the music for the top of the show.
Nice. I had Corona this past week.
Nice.
I was sick for about 4 days.
Nice. Chicken soup?
Headaches, then real sore throat, body aches, couldn't smell for a little bit. I'm better now.
That's like a day after
it's a head cold.
A good lift.
It's like a head cold. That's all it is.
It's like how you feel when you get back from a festival. You just got the rot.
My chick had it, and she was like, yeah, it was fucking awful for a day.
Yeah.
And then it was not good. The next day.
She's talking about fucking Lewis.
Then, you know, you get accustomed to it.
Yeah.
Once you get past all the sweat and the heavy breathing.
Yeah. I can't fuck my wife because she keeps getting these pussy blisters.
Please stop it. You told me this, and I wasn't going to bring it up on the show.
She's on experimental medication called Rinvoke, and it's supposed to get rid of her body aches, but now she gets sores in her mouth and her pussy.
I would rather her have body aches than sores in her mouth and pussy.
That's what I'm thinking. So right? Now she's got to get off the... Yeah.
What type of body?
And I went down on her once when she had one sore because she's like, it's pretty much gone. No. She goes, it's pretty much gone. The next day, I'm like, oh, is that a zit? And I think I caught the pussy sore on my lip. And everyone goes, it's herpes. It's not. And Lou, it was like a zit, but it was bleeding out the tip and it was right inside.
Why?
Because it's an experimental drug. It's $5,000 a month, but she gets it for free.
Experimenting with how gross pussies can be?
That's exactly it.
Why? Why is she doing this? And why is she okay with you telling everyone about her pussies?
She's not. Don't share this.
Yeah, she's going to be furious when she hears this podcast.
She had pussy blisters, I guess.
And her mouth.
Her mouth, like real, like popped open sores. It's a new... Side effects may include bloody pussy.
How sore was her body? Like sore?
Really bad aches. Like she couldn't get out of bed.
What part of her body? Yeah, but that's good. At least you could fuck her. She's lying in bed the whole time. No pussy sores. No mouth sores.
It's horrible.
What type of aches? What type in her
whole bot, like the joints and the yeah the
don't
joints.
You, don't, and look, don't show her this podcast because I'm gonna ask you.
Smoke weed. Her doctor keeps going, you could smoke weed if you want.
Would it help? She tried CBD at least.
She's tried like low dose CBD, but she hasn't done enough.
Why? I have a bunch of CBD. I mean, I have sponsors at the ass with CBD. Yeah, so she needs something. A bunch. Yeah, I'll get her some weed too.
All right.
She should try that because it definitely does help.
Some Band-Aids for her pussy?
Does she do? Just shove weed up her pussy? Stop the bleeding?
I love her very much, but I can't. This bloody pussy thing is too much.
No, here's the thing.
It's every week now.
Because I've dated a couple of girls. I remember Kim had asthma.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, I was like, I can never have a baby with this woman.
Because she had asthma.
She had a weakness genetically, and I couldn't. I couldn't pass that on to my child. Those week longs.
My old fiance had these banged up toes because she used to be a figure skater. And I was like, I can't marry this girl. Everything else about her was perfect. I look back in retrospect. She loved cleaning. She was all about my happiness.
Yeah.
And now it's...
if a girl, I mean, so I'm saying, are you sort of like, fuck, dude. I picked a chick with fucking pain.
She and never had
like,
it
I'm
before.
I'm not being an asshole. No, of course. Yeah. But aren't you sort of just like...
Beat the shit out of her a couple times.
Yeah, I think sometimes. Well, put a pillow over her head while she sleeps. Yeah, that's crossed my mind. Put her out of her misery. I get
kill
it.
Her.
Leave a nice note so saying, Piper, I love you. Go forward in life. Your dad will find someone. I get it.
So but, you don't have to deal with her pain because I feel like it's a lot for you to have to deal with. I would be very... So you remember there's a great Robert Kelly joke from like his half hour special where he talks about how
he'll was going to... be fat in a year?
No, he's going to propose to his wife.
Yeah.
It's such a funny little bit. I really think it's hilarious. But the idea was he was going to be on the beach on horseback. And
the horse boxer. Yeah.
But the horse like sort of freaked out a little bit. So that he decided not to do it because if the horse bucked her and then she broke her neck, then he has to peel the ring off her finger before anybody... Before anybody, she can tell anybody. Because he didn't choose to marry that. It's such a fucking great bit, dude. Oh man, Bobby's a fucking... I love his stand-up, dude. Yeah. Bobby's a killer. People talk shit about Bobby as a comic. They've never seen him perform live. Go see Bobby Kelly live. He's a fucking murderer.
Yeah, he's a really good comic.
He's doing a minor league baseball stadium with Bennington, right?
Oh, is he? That's
I think
fun.
So. That's fucking that. That sounds fun.
That's really fun. All right, so look, we should have a fan contest for a new intro riff. Okay, it's just got to be a cool fucking riff, original music. This is gonna be our own little. We're just gonna make it one show. It's not gonna be a whole thing. We'll get a bunch of fucking people that'll send it in. realassofficial@gmail.com is the email address. It's gotta be original music that you have written and recorded. Okay, you've written and recorded. Obviously, you can plug your band. It's gotta be. Like it could be whatever. It's going to be the music that we're going to use after we come out of the break instead of doon, 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 whatever that shit is. That was fucking awful.
We actually have somebody sent in two songs from their own metal band this past weekend.
Let me hear it.
There's one.
They're robots. They're made of metal. Welcome back to the Real Ass Podcast. No, I'm terrible.
It actually sounds good.
It's a good band.
As a listener.
It's not an intro song.
Let me hear the other one, Shannon.
It's not what I'm looking for.
Do you want to hear the second song?
Let's hear the second song. All right, it's a Real Ass Podcast Wednesday. You guys better get ready because we're listening to shitty music all day. All day and all night here on the Real Ass Podcast.
Shitty Music Wednesdays. Bow, bow,
bow. No, it's not right.
Welcome to Turn It Down Thursdays. I'm DJ Hates His Dad.
This band, they're good. They're a very talented band.
No, they're very good.
It's called The Midas Touch.
The Midas Touch. Okay, well, they did not have The Midas Touch here. They had the fucking...
Read my daughter that story the other day. You remember the old story about King
Midas? I remember the
Midas
Touch, of course.
Turned his daughter to gold, then fucking threw
piss on
her.
I don't remember what happened in the story. I remember he's got the Midas touch. He can touch shit and turns to gold. I remember Streganona as well. Do you remember Streganona?
No.
That the fucking old lady who, she had a pot that fucking made spaghetti, and it would just fucking come out of the pot, and then the big fucking goofy fuck... Pull up Streganona. Pull up this story. okay?
Sounds like an immigrant version of Midas. She could make all the pasta she wanted. You never run out of pasta. It's the best country in the world. How come the white people get a gold and we only get a spaghetti?
It was like Rapunzel, but it's the Leaning Tower. It was just spaghetti coming
out.
It's
the worst country in the world. So I hate true. It. Why I'm not the circumcised father?
Italians are fucking just meatheads.
Rapunzel, you let down your spaghetti hair. I climb up.
Look at this. There's spaghetti everywhere. Rubber spaghetti. I take a bath in spaghetti. A poo in spaghetti.
Did you find Stregononia?
Yeah, I found it on Wikipedia.
Let's see. No, let's see if we can actually pull up
the plot.
All right, all right. Fuck the plot. Suck the plot off. Fine, go.
I'm a female witch doctor who makes a spaghetti. Watch out, everybody. Spaghetti, spaghetti. I'm a Stregonona. Oh, my kids are the Cuomos. I make a spaghetti.
You're making a spaghetti. Spaghetti, spaghetti, spaghetti.
Oh, I'm dancing a spaghetti. Oh, the baby born. Feed it spaghetti.
She's like Spider-Man. Spaghetti, spaghetti.
Stregononia, you're going to fight all the blacks are with spaghetti. Get out of my house. The spaghetti, they slip down the stairs on the spaghetti. She's like a Home Alone girl. Yeah. Watch out, spaghetti in a bucket. I'm a Stregonona.
Dude. Oh no, it's my enemy who shoots barbecue sauce. You take my name and switch it.
Here it come, a barbecue sauce, a monkey.
Oh shit. So pull up, I'm sure there's an audio version of this on YouTube with like flipping through the pictures.
Yeah, there's one with Mary.
I gotta tell you what's going on right now. My father-in-law and I went golfing on Friday or Saturday.
He's popping my wife's pussy pimples right now.
He smoked a bit of weed CBD that I had.
Yeah.
And then he died for a minute and a half. And I brought him back by yelling at him. His eyes rolled back. My mother-in-law just, did Bob smoke pot or CBD on Friday? We're heading to cardiologist. I would like to know which he did. So,
Who is this?
Your father-in-law.
Your father. Oh, thank God it's not your father.
He smoked a bit of weed. Yeah. We're driving.
Papa Pussy Blisters?
It's really hot. And I go, it's hot, huh? He's like, yeah. And I go, let's get in the air conditioning. I drive up to the bathroom, take him in the air conditioning. Eyes are rolled back in his head, non-responsive. And I'm like, Bob.
Now, are you thinking at this time, like, God damn it, the whole family, they are genetically weak.
Bob, do you have sores on your dick?
I mean, your poor little girl, she is coming from a long line. I mean, half of her, you are a fucking God amongst men. You look like a superhero. But your poor daughter, that side of the family is very, very weak.
I just found out her vision is 40/20. So then he non-responsive. I call 911. I'm like, my father-in-law is non-responsive. I think it's heat exhaustion. I don't know.
You just pretended to, though. You're like,
I'm pouring water on his head, slapping his face. I'm like, Bob, come back, Bob. And they're like,
no, don't die on me, Bob.
It was literally that. And then
where's Stregononia?
911 shows up. He comes back to, and he's like, and I'm like, okay. And they gave him an EKG and shit. And now she just wants to know, did he smoke CBD or pot?
This is your wife that just texted you.
This is my mother-in-law. They're going to the cardiologist right now.
Tell her, be like, tell your daughter to fix her pussy.
And that's it.
Respond just with that.
Pot or CBD on Friday. We're heading to cardiologist. I would like to know which he did.
That sounds like a veiled threat.
Yeah. Because he told me, he said he smoked his pen. He told her that.
It was...
He smoked his... Like, he has a weed pen that he usually smokes.
So he smokes.
Yeah.
Why is she blaming you?
But I don't think she knows.
Why is she blaming you?
I don't know.
Say this. Say, ask him.
Ask him?
Yes.
How am I going to say that?
Is he dead now?
No, he's alive because I saved his fucking life.
But he is communicating.
Yes.
So you ask him. Be like, say, lady, get the fuck off my back. Ask him.
Ask him?
Ask him.
Just say ask him?
Just say ask him.
Is that rude to say to your mother-in-law?
It's rude for that bitch to accuse you of trying to kill him.
Yeah.
There was some weight behind that fucking text right there.
So what do I say?
Ask him.
Ask him?
Ask him.
Ask him?
Ask him.
Just ask him?
Yeah.
Is that rude?
Is there a better way
Incredibly.
To... Incredibly. Shannon, what? What?
Is
I
it
see
rude?
Shannon's fucking pained face. Like,
you could feel like, I'm not really sure. Maybe you should ask him. I'm
yeah,
not
be like, I have no idea. Ask him. He smokes. He's a smoker.
Yeah.
You know what was in the
is he hiding it from you?
I'm going to say, I had some CBD. What did he say? No, I don't... Why do I even need to respond?
Blocker number.
I saved his life, and now I'm the bad guy?
Dylan, throw his phone in the lake.
Strike anonia.
Strike anonia.
I got a telephone. And why? I'm not responding. How's that?
Boom.
How's that? Go to the cardiologist. Yeah. You find out. I didn't
Figure
see this
out,
text.
Bitch.
I didn't see this text. Look, I love my mother-in-law. I love my father-in-law. I saved his fucking life. But I'm not getting the respect I deserve for saving someone's fucking life. Yeah. Instead, I go home. They're trying to guilt me. Why would you take him golfing on such a hot day at 1:30 in the afternoon?
Why are they guilting you for just being cool with your fucking father-in-law?
Yeah.
This guy's obviously a fucking down-ass dude. He needs to leave that woman. The women in that family are fucking broken.
They're lovely women. I'm just not.
I would love to see Bob's wife's pussy. Ask her, be like, how's your. Be like, hey.
I think that's over the line at that
Asking
point.
Her what her pussy looks like? Ask her to send a picture. Like, send a picture of your pussy and I'll tell you what
I
he smokes.
That, I'm pretty sure that's what
If you
over the
send
line.
Me a spread fucking.
Could you imagine my wife? Did you just ask my mom to send a picture of her pussy? I just want to make sure it wasn't genetic. What? What am I going to do?
If I don't respond,
right.
Then they'll go to the doctors.
Wait. All right. I'm serious. Right back. New phone. Who dis?
Shannon.
Come on, Nancy.
Come on, Nancy, Bob. Come right on her fucking face.
What am I supposed to do?
Nothing.
What if I just say both? Did he smoke CBD or weed?
He did Crack. Heroin.
Both? Crack. Question? Crack? Fentanyl? Both.
No, text him back.
Smoke both.
Text him back. Why are you holding?
Why am I the bad guy in this now?
You cool?
Now it, no, turns, text now it turns into I almost killed the
text
guy.
Text her back. You cool? Question mark.
Yeah.
That's what you text her back.
You cool?
You cool?
Right back. Wait. I don't know what the meth was cut with.
Yeah. You a cop?
Yeah.
Question mark.
Who is this? Are you? Is this really Nancy?
Who dis?
Yeah. Let's look at Shriganonia.
Fucking nuts.
Here we go. This is 12 minutes, read by Mary Steenburgen.
You'll recognize her when you see her.
Yeah, it's Ted Danson's wife on Curb.
Yeah, my son actually, I think,
Welcome
watched this.
Welcome to Storyline
Yeah, this
Online,
old bitch.
Brought to you by the SAG-AFTRA Foundation.
All right, fast forward
I'm
a little
Mary
bit.
Mary Steenburgen, and she was very good at getting rid of warts. But Stregonon.
Oh, here's my dick, Stregonon.
So she put a
little bit of plasma on your penis tip. Stregonon, get rid of your cauliflower cock.
That's her fucking. Her cure for everything is just more. You gotta eat the more pasta.
And Big Anthony, who didn't pay attention, went to see her. Anthony, said Stregonon. You must sweep the house and wash the dishes. You must weed the garden and pick the vegetables. You must feed the goat and milk her. And you must
I thought Big Anthony was black,
wolf.
I swear to God.
Big but Anthony, this, where's my purse?
Look how stupid Big Anthony
is. You're stealing my pocketbook, Big Anthony. Why you coming here, your mother the maid? I trust you. I raise you like my blindside son, Big Anthony.
Big Anthony, you take the television and sell it.
Big Anthony, you fucking my goat with your bigger cock. Big Anthony, my bluebird told me what it saw.
Wait. Oh, grazie. Said Big Anthony. The one thing you must never do, said Stregonia, is touch the pasta pot.
Uh-oh.
It is very valuable, and I don't let anyone touch it. Oh, see, yes.
All right,
Big
fast
Anthony.
Forward. So here's what happens.
I want to fuck this old lady. This old lady does it for me.
Oh, yeah. So what happens is she has a fucking spell that she does to make the pasta pot boil over. Big Anthony, you know, he doesn't pay attention. He didn't hear the end of the spell, which makes the pasta pot stop boiling over. So what Big Anthony does is he wants to be fucking cool. He invites everyone over for pasta. He doesn't know how to make it stop.
Yeah.
So essentially pasta fucking rolls through the town. And causes havoc. And you could play the end of it. skipped through all that.
Stopped boiling, and the pasta came to a halt. Oh, grazie. Thank you. Thank you, yeah. Streganonia.
Streganonia saved the day.
But then they turned on poor Big Anthony.
They fired him from SiriusXM.
The men of the town shouted. Now wait, said Streganonia. The punishment must fit the crime. And she took a
She kneeled on his neck until he stopped
breathing. 8 minutes and 46 seconds. A Big Anthony said, I can't breathe. A mama. Streganonia said, shut up or respect the thinner blue line. And kept kneeling on his neck. A Big Anthony turned and turned. And the people got so mad. And they went to burn the city down and light the police station on a fire. And the mayor go paint a everywhere, Anthony Life of Matter in front of the president's house. And Streganonia said, what I did wrong, I just look like a Ben Bailey in a cash cab. And he kneeled on the neck, and then the Dave Chappelle did a special called Streganonia.
I get off of your neck when the water comes to a rolling boil.
Dave Chappelle did a special called Streganonia. It's hilarious. Aaron, this show brings out the best in you. It really does.
That's fun.
Fuck. Oh, God damn it, dude. The story of Streganonia, that version's way better.
It's great. Streganonia.
She kneeled on his neck.
The other people with the Streganonia just watch her kneel on a Big Anthony's neck. And they don't do anything. And
then the conservatives, they find out Big Anthony, he did it the porno. Then everyone was embarrassed.
Big Anthony have several prior convictions.
Big Anthony was a high on meth.
And then another story about the middle-sized Anthony. Where he gets a shot, but he'll reach for a knife. And Streganonia shot him 7 times in the back, but it's okay. And then Streganonia's grandson grab an AR-15 and shoot 3 people to defend himself. Streganonia,
the cop, the police officer Streganonia.
She kneeled on his neck. Why are you making a pasta boil over?
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. All right,
Shoot him in the back 7 times. Now she uses him to drain the pasta water.
She uses Buddy as a strainer.
Holy shit. I forgot even we have guest attacks. Jesus Christ. Aaron Berg, putting it all together. Wow. Holy shit. Very, very impressive. Let's get some other plugs out of the way. Anything else to plug, Aaron? Maybe.
Yes. Patreon.com/GumFridays, In Hot Water, and Monday to Thursday on CompoundMedia.com. I will be at the Comedy Dojo East in Morris Plains, New Jersey, Friday, September the... What day is next Friday, Lewis? Give me the day. Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Next Friday, 11th. September the 11th.
11th.
Yes, or Saturday the 12th. Which
day is it?
Do I
have a gig on September 11th?
We should.
I think I do.
No, the 12th. Comedy Dojo, Saturday the 12th.
That place is great.
Yeah, Comedy Dojo. And I'll be around New York City doing some secret shows. That's it.
Hell yeah, dude. Zach.
Follow me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics watching horror movies. And check out Catalyst Wrestling every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. here on Gas Digital. We just taped about a month and a half worth of matches. So we're going to have all new shit coming to you starting this week.
Very cool. Yeah, you know what's up, guys. Go support Gas Digital Network. Follow me on all my social medias, all that shit. Twitch channel. I know I was supposed to Twitch stream last night. I didn't do it, dude. It's crazy. Right now, I'm unpacking. Shut up, Dylan. Shut the fuck up. Twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Go follow me there. I'm back on my grind this week. I have a whole room I'm setting up for my Twitch streaming. I wanted to wait to do that, but I think I'll just start doing it from upstairs for now. It's okay. I got a brand new TV, 65 inches. I've never played video games on something so big. It's terrifying. It's beautiful. My television is gorgeous. I love it. Regardless, follow me on Twitch. Follow my YouTube channel, youtube.com/ Louis J. Gomez Comedy. I will be posting all of my fight journals there, new fight journals coming out every Sunday, every single week. So you have new content coming out regularly that you can't get anywhere else. Also, subscribe to all my podcasts, Legion of Skanks. Believe you, may obviously hear the Real Ass Podcast. If you haven't subscribed on iTunes and YouTube and all that other shit, go do it now. Also, go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking or rating. Somebody corrected me on that. 5-star rating and a positive review. One reviewer every month we give away a free piece of merch to, whether it's positive or not, by the way. It doesn't matter. If it's a bad review, we got to give them the merch. So here it is. This month's winner of a free piece of Real Ass Podcast merch is Podcaster Review. Podcaster Review. A lot of reviews. We've been killing it. Real Ass Podcast has been growing tremendously. Show rules.
So the title is 5-star. They gave 5 stars, and the review itself is a black thumbs up.
A black thumbs up. Love a good black thumbs up. Hell yeah. All right.
Father-in-law just died in the car.
No, he didn't. Yeah. Did he?
Yeah, apparently he overdosed on weed.
No, did he die?
No, it's, I don't know what to do about this.
Relax, dude. Come on.
What if I just go, yeah, we did coke. Mind your own fucking business.
Bitch. Send her a picture of your dick.
You don't understand how these things...
Just respond with just a picture of your cock.
Just go back. Smoke weed. Listen, yeah, right back. Listen, I don't know what the hooker gave him.
Look,
rock paper scissors. A lot of shit was happening. Winner gets the other person's phone for 1 full minute.
No way.
Come on. Rock paper scissors me. No. Winner gets the other person's phone for 1 minute.
No.
Why not? No. You pussy. That's a fucking. Ooh. Zach, you want to do that?
No way.
Ooh, the rock paper scissors phone challenge. You get the other person's phone for 1 minute, yeah. Dylan.
I've had my phone stolen by, like, two gangsters, and they, like, went through, and they were, like, calling people, like, when I was a personal trainer, and they're like, hey, Loretta, I'm going to come fuck you.
Hell
and
yeah.
It would come up as, like, Aaron Berg. The next day, I was like, my phone got stolen. She's like, someone called and said they're going to come rape me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Dylan, would you do that? Would you do the rock, paper, scissors, 1 minute phone challenge?
I really almost want to do it just so I can call Rogan and just be like, why'd you take my podcast off Spotify?
Why did he take my podcast off Spotify?
Didn't he take Legion off?
No, no. All the Legion's up.
They took
all the bad boys down.
Yeah, we can't fucking get any traction and get canceled anywhere we fucking try. Even Spotify.
Yeah.
Even fucking Spotify. No, dude, they fucking kept ours up.
Yeah, Joe List said the N-word like 13 times in that.
That's episode. Why they took it down, right? Yeah. It was all the N-words from Joe List.
Yeah, wow. A lot of them. Mm. Yeah, and Hart, naming names too.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King, he's a...
Well, that's his bit. He does a list every podcast he goes on, and that was the N-word list. It happened to fall on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Joe List.
Yeah, Joe Lists. Yeah. All right, good bit here, guys.
Stregononia thing was great.
Stregononia was incredible. It'll definitely be the highlight.
The highlight.
Okay, really quick, we should thank one of our incredible brand new sponsors, which is the Omigo Bidet. O-M-I-G-O. They're an amazing bidet brand that is changing the way that you poop. I'm going to tell you right now, if you've not used a bidet, you are living in the past. You're a fucking savage. You might as well be shitting in the wild and using leaves or your fingers or whatever it is, okay? Using toilet paper and wipes, it's just a disgusting act. You know, what are you talking about? You're shoving your hand in between your fucking butt cheeks. That is disgusting, okay? That's not the way you have to live anymore, okay? The Omigo bidet is absolutely incredible, and it's so easy to install. What it does is it shoots water up your butt. Nice and simple, okay? You can't get any cleaner. You're cleaning your butt with water. This is the way that they've been doing it in Europe and Asia and all these other civilized countries forever. But here in the good old US of A, we're living in the dark ages. I'm going to tell you right now, this is such an incredible product. You don't need to call a plumber. It's a completely DIY job. I installed one at the new house. It literally took me just a few minutes. All you got to do, if you want to check it out, okay, go to myomigo.com/wrap. MYOMIGO.com/RAP. We're going to take 10% off your entire order. Once again, that's myomigo.com/wrap. You take 10% off your order and you get a brand new fucking bidet that's super easy to install and you're never going to go back. I'm telling you right now, you will not go back. When you have to shit in public, you're going to be furious because you don't have your bidet. Okay. You're going to wait to go home. It's your time to think about everything that's going wrong or right in your life. And at the end of that experience, it's going to change the way that you shit. Right now, myomigo.com/wrap, get 10% off. Okay, where were we? So, Shannon, Did you find the moment that Kyle was talking shit to Joe Lesta about me?
Do you know where, like, at all, like Twitter, or was it Reddit?
I would assume it was.
It's on their podcast. They have a podcast. It's probably the podcast, probably on YouTube. This whole time, you should have been, while we were doing fucking brilliant Streganonia fucking bits, you should have been calling through the podcast episode, Dylan. Because I want to see what Kalta fucking said. Is he popping up? Is he popping off again? Ooh. Ooh.
Where'd this come from?
We don't like each other, apparently.
Why?
I think it all stems from him being very intimidated by me. And I don't bow down to other people's alpha horse shit. So here's he is a big dog in this market, I guess, in Florida.
Yeah.
So he's just used to comics coming in and sort of like kissing his ass. And I'm just like, who the fuck is this guy? I don't really give a shit. I don't know, whatever. He's intimidated by the fact that I don't look up to him.
I think a lot of the older radio guys, there's like two paths. They either really embrace the podcast people that are like really ahead of the game on it, or they kind of really resent them.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I'm a podcaster and I run a podcast network and, you know. But
I think they, in their head, it's an inferior form of what they came up doing.
And you're also a big block in the wall of bro. So that's an important thing.
I don't know what that means, but I enjoy that. A big block on the wall of bro.
Ted Alexandro, very very structured about the wall of bro these days. I don't know if you've been following.
I don't know what the wall of bro is.
Oh, he's very aware of you and your wall of bro.
Uh-oh. Is he talking shit? Ted Alexandro's talking shit? No, I love Ted. I've known Ted for 15 years.
But he talks about the wall of bro, how podcasts and stand-up comedy is a wall of bro that holds out the women, and there's a real sexism in the wall of bro. You should check it out.
We give this fucking dimwit a podcast.
Who?
Shannon.
Oh, I thought he was talking to me.
Oh. The wall of bro, Shannon. The wall of bro.
I don't know what the wall of bro is, but I'll figure it out. Aaron Berg is trying to cause rifts between me and Ted Alexandro.
The wall of bro.
A long time.
You should check it out. All Shannon has to do is go Ted Alexandro, wall of bro. You're going to see.
It's up where I put up the fucking
Ted Alexandro, fucking rift. Wall of
bro. God damn it. It's not going to be a rift. No way.
A rift.
He's popping off.
He's popping off.
Why are people popping off constantly with me? And I'm like, I like
because you're that guy now.
Why?
You're the one that people want to chop down because they think you're responsible for everything good that's happening. The wall of bro.
That might be the name of the new podcast.
The wall of bro. The wall of bro. Shannon, you found it already. Ted Alexandro, wall of bro. Did you find it?
I found a clip titled Wall of Bro. Hold on one second.
Here we go.
Get ready. I don't mean to screw up your week.
It's not to screw up my week.
But you're talking about this Calta guy.
I like Ted.
Comedy at large. I have long had issue with this bro culture of grown men acting as though they're still teenage boys.
How do you know this about me?
I have long
had an issue with Louis J. Gomez.
This arrested development, this juvenile bro kind of network that is straight up misogynistic, talks about women violently, quite honestly, because it sexualizes them. Mm-hmm. They are just really to be talked about insofar as whether or not you want to fuck them or whether or not you want to, you know, be with them in some sexual way. And this is the mindset of this bro comedy that has long been part of the landscape. I mean, my entire career, you know, dating back to Opie and Anthony and on through up to all of these podcasts. So I've long had an issue with
Louis J. Gomez,
the bro kind of the wall of bro in comedy.
There you go.
Could be talking about Rogan and them too.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest with you. It's like
he's talking about funny podcasts, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He's not naming me specifically. I would fall into the category of what he's describing. But I got to be honest with you. You know, he's choosing his words carefully. He's not trying to fucking start things with people. So I don't take that.
Why would you
take offense to that?
So what did this Calta guy do?
So he, well, I mean, Calta just talks shit directly to my face and fucking we yelled at each other. It's a way different. What Ted is saying there, you know, it's look. Ted is definitely super lefty.
Yeah, it's
he
not
is
his
a
cup
feminist.
Of tea.
It's you know. He's saying, I don't like that, and I take issue with it. You know, all right, well, cool.
Yeah.
Whatever, there's room for everybody.
You know, yeah, I don't really, like I said, I don't really care. And if he's not calling me out by name and saying that, you know, this guy, fuck it, like, who cares? I've known Ted Alexandro a very, very long time, and, you know, it is what it is. You know, he's not into the type of shit that we do, and you don't have to be. There's a lot of people that are not into the type of shit that we do. I'm not into a lot of type of shit that other people do. There's a fucking...
But that's why there's genres.
There's a whole world. There's... 99% of the content on Netflix I do not watch.
Yeah.
99% of it. I still say I enjoy Netflix as a whole. I would never click on 99%. There's no way I'm watching even 1% of what's on Netflix. I watch very, very few things on Netflix, and I'm still like, oh, it's worth it. I pay $9 a month, $10 a month, whatever the fuck it costs, right? So, yeah, it is what it is. The occult thing, I mean, to start off with him fucking back in the day, trashing me on Opie and Anthony or on Opie and Jim after he was on YKWD with me. He went on a pod or a national radio show on Sirius XM and trashed me. And at that time, I was a young comic where things like that, like fucking, I don't want to say hurt, but it was like, oh, you know, this fucking radio dude's trashing me on a really big radio show and I'm out there to defend myself. So I got pissed off and I fucking was like, yeah, fuck this guy. And at that time I wasn't like, oh, I should kiss his ass and see why he doesn't like me.
Right.
No, at that time I was like, fuck you, dude. I'll fucking split your fucking forehead open, faggot. I'm a psycho. Like my immediate reaction was like, oh, fight me then.
Yeah.
Fight me then.
He tried to fight the radio.
Yeah. Stupid radio. Why are you talking about me?
Yeah. I mean, I was just a fucking, you know, that's years ago where his irresponsibility was going after some young comic who could probably use the fucking love.
Yeah.
You know, because he didn't think I was good on a podcast with him. It wasn't even like we had a thing on a podcast. He just literally was like, oh, that guy fucking sucks. Why does Bobby have him on?
Yeah.
And then he apologized for it, but it's always been just sort of like a weird energy between me and him and, you know, came to a head when we had a screaming match on Bobby's podcast. But I mean, look, I don't want to fucking shit on Bobby's podcast. I love Bobby. I love YKWD, but, you know, Mike Calta's running that show.
Let's get
real.
Bro.
Let's get real. He is.
Good.
You know, but.
I haven't seen it. I think I'm doing it tomorrow.
You'll see. Calta sits there and doesn't add anything to the conversation. He just acts like he doesn't want to be
there. Why are they doing a show together?
I don't know. I really, truly don't know. Calta does not seem motivated to be there. Doesn't seem like he's trying to add to the conversation. I watched a clip with Soder describing the Big J dosing, and Calta doesn't speak at all in the whole clip. Like, it's just Bobby and Dan going back and forth.
There's other ways to add to a podcast.
Wait, say that again?
There's other ways to add to a podcast. You don't need to speak the whole time.
That's true, yeah, but he's not. It's not like he's sniping and adding funny things. Like, he's just sitting there fucking looking bored. Like, he doesn't want to be there. So apparently he's trying to get my friends to shit on me on the podcast. He tried to get Joe List to shit on me and say it was a shitty comic and fucking, you know, Joe's my boy. You're not going to get these guys to fucking shit on me. I mean, the problem is they think because,
what if we launch the clip and Joe's like, he stinks.
Yeah. But no, I think that, yeah, I mean, it's, I don't want to keep on talking about fucking Calta. It's fine. But I'm not going to fucking, I can't back down from this fucking guy just like talking shit. I'm going to continue to shit on him if he shits on me. Why wouldn't I? You know? Tell you that much.
Good.
Tell you that much. Go listen to the old YKWDs, though. Go listen to the energy that YKWD. I was showing my chick old YKWDs the other day because she, you know, she's a big podcast fan. And
she was 12 when they came out.
Yeah. She might have been. Jesus Christ. So, but. It was so funny. It was such a fucking funny show. This is pre-Legion of Skanks. This is like when me, Soder, and Joe List were on that show, it was like crazy. It was like a rhythm. There's so many people, but we...
Joe and Dan were drinking?
Oh, it was nuts, dude. It was fucking
it was
wild. We just come in, just start cracking beers and fucking just making each other laugh so fucking hard. And that's the... Wait, what?
I have the clip.
Oh, the clip of Calta? Okay, give me a second. I'm in the middle of a fucking speech.
Good save.
But it was, such a funny show. The energy of the old YKWDs, it's like unmatched. Like, you can't even, like, we were all learning how to podcast. So you had these really raw versions of all of these guys who became great comedians and broadcasters. And it's fucking just, the dynamic was there and everyone sort of played their roles and we just fucking, it was really great. I if you guys enjoy Legion of Skanks or Real Ass Podcast or the things that we do, I just say go listen to old YKWD. You can find them on YouTube. Anytime that myself, Joe List, Dan Soder was on, Aaron, you were great on the show. Joe DeRosa was great on the show back in the day. Giannis was great. There's a lot of fucking great classic episodes where, you know, just a lot of guys you have grown to love were on the show. Mark Norman pissing off Eliza Schlesinger. He farted when she was in the room, and she could not understand how somebody could possibly fart in her presence. Go look up Mark Norman and Eliza Schlesinger. I did. We weren't like, Bobby was trying to be like nice. It's like, yeah. Oh, it's a famous LA comic, and fucking, we just wouldn't really just let her fucking get away with so being good. That. We were just us, you know, and it just these really, really fun moments. The premiere of Shannon, they auditioned Shannon as one of the producers. Robbie Bernstein, you guys might know from Part of the Problem with Dave Smith, was on that same episode. They were trying to be a YKWD new producer. So the first time I met Shannon, that was the first time I met you, Shannon? No, you met me at a show?
Yeah.
Okay, well, one of the first times I met Shannon.
You were actually on my side.
I was on her side. You know, I was trying to get Shannon over fucking Deepu because I knew Shannon was going to be a fucking badass producer, and she had big fat tits.
Can we do a game show one day where it's everybody's first messages to Shannon before they knew she was a producer?
Oh, it's hilarious. Oh, my God, no way.
I have some of them.
Oh, Shannon, do you have inappropriate messages for me before you're a producer?
No, I don't.
After?
Hold on, can I ask one? Can I ask one?
Yeah.
Were you a fan of Jay's first or a coworker?
I was a fan of Jay's.
Oh, Jay, definitely. There's no way Jay didn't try to set up a threesome with Shannon and Christine.
It was, no, he didn't try to set up a threesome.
Oh, he tried to cheat on Christine.
Attaboy.
No, he did the same thing.
He's like, you sit this one out, kid.
You know, he tried to do the same thing I think a lot of comedians tried to do, where I would ask them to be a guest on my podcast and say we could Skype or whatever, yeah. And then they'd be like, no, let's...
Why don't you come to my apartment and do it?
Let's do it in person. Or like, why don't you come
That's
to
That's what
a
I
show?
Did.
Yeah.
I never
But did I, that. I've always admitted that I would try to fuck you that night, 100%. If you invited me to your house, Shannon, it was going to happen, too.
I never did
me
that.
Me and Shannon would have had sex. Happen. Damn it. Me and Shannon would have had sex. I think at the time, she would have been engaged enough with my fucking... I was in shape... She wanted to get me on her podcast.
Shannon gotten to know you yet.
She didn't know what a fucking piece of shit I was.
Who did you used to do the podcast
Shannon,
was,
let me ask you a question. Hold on, before you answer that.
Yes.
Was there a chance that I could have banged you at that time?
Like, if you had just come over to do the podcast, no. I'm not that quick to sleep with people, no.
We could have made out, though.
Maybe.
We would have had a fucking makeout sesh and then a second date, and then you would have fucking...
It would take more than that, but...
Shannon, do you have messages from comics trying to fuck before they knew...
I think I have, like, on, like, Facebook Messenger, like, the original messages with Ralph, who also tried to ask me to hang out.
Did you know how funny it would be to play a game show, Who Said This to Shannon?
It's not fair, because you're sort of working for us, but that's the other thing. When the Shannon comes for us, I'm going to fucking, that's the thing I'm going to tell the judge. I was like, yeah. Look, she knew. She worked here anyway,
she knew
and
she knew what
the fuck she was getting into.
Yeah, we'd slap her on the ass and say, good job, but she knew what she was getting into. Sure, I impregnated her and took her for a back alley abortion like Mad Men, but she knew what she was getting into.
We have to hook Shannon up to the lie detector test, because I want to get inside of Shannon's head. Would you do the lie detector test, Shannon?
Yeah, he agreed. I'll do it.
You did agree to do it.
I agreed if you also agree.
Mm. I don't know why that turned me on just now. I was like, all right, Shannon, ask me those questions, baby. I think Shannon's, all of her questions are going to get me canceled. Like, nothing fucking at all.
Did you rape these five women that said you raped them? Yes.
I did not rape those women in that order.
Okay. Beep, beep, beep. So, yeah, play the clip with Joe List and Mike Calta.
Had fucking Lewis do it. That would have been a great moment, and he would have went up and fucking made it all about him, and probably got somebody pissed off. And
is Lewis funny?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Have you watched Joe? I mean, can you back me up here?
Joe, is Lewis a funny comedian?
Oh, I think Lewis is so funny.
No, but like doing stand-up, not on the show where he gets a curse and use the N-word a lot.
Yes.
He does that in stand-up, too. But you know what? I have not seen him in a while, so it's hard to say. No, I'm kidding.
Let's talk about memories. Your memories seem to be the topic tonight. In your memories, is Lewis a funny stand-up?
I want that cigar. Yes, he's very funny. Very
on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say, Lewis, eight? The last memory you have seven of him as a stand-up?
Somebody just wrote funnier than you. I don't know if he means me or Mike, because I may or may not agree.
It probably means me, but I'm not a stand-up comedian, so...
Look at you. Winner. Also, Joe just took a shot at Calta, by the way.
I think Lewis is very funny. I think everyone but Gabby is very funny.
Look at fucking weird... look what a weird pussy Calta's being. Pause it for a second. Look what a weird pussy this guy is being, right? Like, I'm fucking in this guy's head. I'm not even there, right? So you're trying to get my friend to say that I'm not a good stand-up? Calta, I mean, here's the disconnected my Calta is from what's going on here, especially with podcasting, because I think there's a definitely a different connection that podcasters have with podcasting fans than radio guys have with their fans. It's like, he doesn't even have the self-awareness to see how cringy this is coming off and to see how bad this is making him look.
Yeah.
Right. Is there any more to it? He's like doing this thing, and anybody watching is going, dude, you're a fucking 60-year-old man, right?
What a weird thing. And no, stand-up, where he can't curse all the time and use the N-word. It's like, who can't curse in stand-up
to? Literally, all I do is curse and use the N-word, even in my stand-up. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. Second of all, I would say the N-word only accounts for 0.00001% of my vocabulary. I say a lot of words. I podcast for 12 hours a week.
I say a lot of words.
There's a lot of words that fall out of my fucking head. I mean, how often am I using the N-word? Comparatively.
Rarely.
Comparatively to fucking all the other words I use? Come on now.
Yeah.
So he can't handle the fact that the show, Calton Kelly... The people that listen to that show and YKWD like me more than him on his own show. That bugs him. It bugs him that the fans of his show, the people that listen and watch and consume his content, go to the comments. I guarantee fucking to you. Go to the fucking comments on YouTube. All it is how much this guy fucking sucks. All it is. And that's the fucking fan base. Zach, if the fan base thought you sucked that much, we would have never gotten here.
No,
we would have never fucking gotten here. There's no way. I would have been like, okay, like you're getting real time. Like the fans want to follow. I'll read the comments in a second. The fans want to like him. Okay. The fans want to like the show. They're not going like, oh, I want to fucking hate this guy. No, they're like, oh, we want to have great content. We've been listening to this show for years.
And if they're listeners, they're engaged with Bobby as a person.
Like, they love him, right? So
Bobby's a part of their life. Bobby's life is important to them.
Yeah, this fan base loves Bobby. They love what he does. And this guy comes in and they go, it's not working. If you had a restaurant, right? And they were just like, dude, this fucking restaurant is great. Everything's awesome about the food's delicious. It's really incredible. But they, you know, the
60-year-old hack from Florida keeps taking his shit on the table every time we're in the middle of a good meal. Can you get rid of him?
He just takes a shit and stares at me. Yeah.
And stares at me quietly.
With a bored expression on his face. You know, why... You would change that if they said, oh, this restaurant's fucking awesome, you know, but, you know, I fucking hated the fucking pea soup. I just hate the pea soup was disgusting. It made me sick. And you just had Yelp reviews over and over again talking about how this pea soup smelled like shit. You'd probably take the pea soup.
I missed
out.
The minestrone that used to do voices.
So go ahead. Read some of these comments.
I got to move my car. I got to put... thing in my car.
Oh, it's 12:45. Yeah. Shit. I forgot. I had a meeting at 12:30.
Yeah.
We're just rolling.
We're rolling.
God fucking damn it. I was supposed to be in a meeting at 12:30.
What are we going to do?
Fuck. Well, we'll wrap it up, but I want to read some of these comments. Aaron, thank you very much. I'll read some of these comments.
Love you guys.
Love you, buddy.
Be safe. Best.
Let's read some of these comments real quick. Let's see. I think Bob will get rid of him soon. I have faith in him. I'd rather listen to Bobby do a one-man podcast like Burr's.
There's nothing wrong with the old podcast, Dump Calta.
Remember when don't go up, go back. Remember when YKWD was a comic podcast? His old fans do. I don't mind Calta, but have funny people on. What the fuck? Did Calta get a hold of the naked photo of Bobby? Why does he have him on? Let's see. Let's see. Bobby, you should delete this episode and call it a wash. This sunk big time. 8 thumbs down. It's only been up for a half an hour. Bobby, what have you done? I mean, this is like, I'm just here for the anti-Calta sentiments. What does Calta add to the show? LOL, Calta really hates Gomez. Weird. Calta slapping, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yikes, Calta's getting all weird about your Gabby's boyfriend. What a creep. Yeah, I mean, whatever. This is all the comments. All the comments on the fucking show are about how this guy fucking sucks. And he has nerve. He has nerve to try to get my friends to fucking shit on me and say that I'm not funny. He has absolute fucking nerve. Look, I don't give a fuck. You know, I don't even need to fucking say anything. I don't need to ask somebody, Zach, do you think this guy's funny? Do you think Mike Helt is good? I don't need to ask. Look at the fucking comments. Look at the people that are watching your show and listening to your show. This is your show, Calta. This is your show. It's Calta and Kelly. The comments on your show are that you fucking suck. What are we doing here? What is even the conversation? This isn't a fucking, it's not a war. We're not having a back and forth like, oh my God, Calta versus Gomez. I'm just in awe. I'm watching him suck. This isn't even a back and forth or a battle. This is me watching an old delusional man fucking suck. You're sucking in real time. This isn't the fucking radio. This isn't Tampa. Okay? The second you fucking get compared to real people doing real shit, current shit, relevant shit, you fade away. You pale in comparison. You can't keep the fuck up. That's what's going on. Calta can't hang. And I don't need to say it, or I don't need to articulate it. I don't need my friends to shit on him. I'm not going to get people to shit on him. You can just watch it. Open your fucking eyes and just watch it suck. People could watch me do stand-up. Was at Stress Factory last night. Fucking murdered. Opening up for Tim Dillon. Did a special guest set. Vinny Brand, the owner, was like, dude, you're so good. Can we come back and do a weekend soon? Please call me. That's what happened with me last night, right? I'll do stand up this week at the Stand 3 times. Come and see me. We just got to put it out there. Just put out the fucking content. He's fucking failing in front of everybody and he's unraveling. And you just see this bitter old man going, do you think Lewis is funny? Do you think he's. Shut the fuck up. Go be better. Get your fans to like you. Get the people that listen to your fucking show to enjoy you. Then the next step is to maybe do it with a little bit of consistency. Have it happen for a few weeks in a row. Then maybe think about start picking fights with the people that the fans of that show love. You dumb fucking fat fucking loser, irrelevant pussy radio bitch. So that's all I got to say. I don't like it. I'm good.
I literally lost the whole tail end of that going, I hope Lewis brings me the Stress Factory. I literally forgot about your thing.
And you will be a Stress Factor. And I'm going to set up those dates very soon. All right, we got to wrap this one up. This has been a fun show. It's been a fun, dude, fucking love it, dude. Aaron Berg, as always, hilarious. You guys are the best. Thank you for subscribing and supporting. We'll be back on Friday with another show. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.